Federal prisons used to detain illegal migrants as Trump administration negotiates deportation deals. By Paul Bois on February 11, 2025. Federal prisons have been employed to detain illegal migrants as the Trump administration negotiates deportation deals with foreign governments. The Federal Bureau of Prisons told the Associated Press last Friday the agency will be assisting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) by housing detainees and will continue to support our law enforcement partners to fulfill the administration's policy objectives. It did not indicate the number of migrants detained in federal prisons. For privacy, safety, and security reasons, we do not comment on the legal status of an individual, nor do we specify the legal status of individuals assigned to any particular facility, including numbers and locations, the agency said. Per the Associated Press, the Bureau of Prisons is the Justice Department's biggest agency with more than 30,000 employees, 122 facilities, 155,000 inmates and an annual budget of about $8 billion. In December, the agency said it was closing one prison and idling six prison camps to address significant challenges, including a critical staffing shortage, crumbling infrastructure and limited budgetary resources. ICE averaged 787 arrests a day from January 23 to January 31, compared to a daily average of 311 during a 12-month period that ended September 30 during former President Joe Biden's administration. ICE has stopped publishing daily arrests totals. In 2018, during Trump's first term, the Bureau of Prisons reached an agreement with ICE and Customs and Border Protection to detain up to 1,600 immigrants at federal prison facilities in Arizona, California, Oregon, Washington, and Texas. The Trump administration has been working to speed up the process time between arrest and deportation by negotiating deals with countries like Guatemala and El Salvador. Recent polls have shown a majority of Americans support deportations for immigrants in the United States illegally. A new Axios/Ipsos poll finds that a majority of Americans support deporting immigrants who are in the country illegally as a general concept, reported Ipsos. However, that support drops significantly if caveats are added describing specific mechanisms to conduct those deportations. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.